So the first area and the first way that you're going to maximize your productivity is a very, very simple technique of simply setting goals. The most important step to achieving success and maximizing your productivity is setting and documenting goals. And research has found that only 3% of Americans every year document their goals. And I mean, write down your goals and really look at them. And it turns out that those 3% are the 3% of Americans that control 97% of the wealth. The correlation is extremely high. So the first step you need to do is set goals. Written goals keep you and your team accountable, committed, and focused. Once again, written goals keep you and your team accountable, committed, and focused. You need to have daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual goals for yourself and your company. And you actually need to start with your five-year goal so you can figure out where you want to be in 5 years, and then you start really spending time on your annual goals. The annual goals are the most important as they shape the rest. But you do need to look even 5 years out to figure out where you want to be so that you can set the most effective annual goals. I want to talk to you now about the three keys to effective goals, because just setting a goal is not enough. First off, your goal needs to be specific, not vague, and thus it must be clear and it must be measurable. Secondly, your goal must have a time frame and a deadline. And thirdly, your goal must be aggressive, meaning not so easy. You need to dream big to inspire yourself and others. Now, to give you an example of a goal, and this will be a non-business goal, I'll give you a weight loss goal that probably everyone could relate to. A terrible goal would be, I'm going to lose weight this year. A better goal would be, I'm going to lose 25 pounds by June 19th. But this is a very clear goal. You said 25 pounds. It's very clear. It's also measurable. I gave you a time frame, or deadline, the time in June, and 25 pounds for me or whoever it is, that would be an aggressive goal for a lot of people. You then need to revisit your goals, your annual goals, every 3 to 6 months. It is okay to modify your goals and or extend your completion dates. You don't fail. You just got to really understand this. You do not fail when you do not reach a goal by its completion date. You fail only if you give up. Okay? And that's why we don't say, let's set realistic goals, and realistic oftentimes mean easy. You need to set aggressive goals, and you really need to strive to achieve that goal by a certain date. But, and this is an important but, is that you need to consistently reassess your goals. Markets are changing, people are changing, and you may modify that goal, you may extend the deadline. So you're not going to beat yourself up if you don't hit a goal. You're going to extend the deadline. You're going to figure out what other resource you need to achieve that goal. So that's what we talked about, goal setting in your workbook. We're going to start creating your goals and getting them on paper so that you can successfully achieve them.